after almost 10 years. If you hadn't guessed already, I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was some brand new stuff from a disc that took me a fair while to get my hands on because, hey, Isaac, you still never sent me a copy. That was Cesium 137 from their new, brand new disc, Proof of Life, with a track called Flight. Before that, you heard some stuff from a band by the name of Dermatech. This sounds familiar, but I just can't place it. That was a track by the name of Lost Cause, as remixed by Devantage. Devantage? I don't know. And we started things off with, I think it's something like 3 weeks in a row that we've started the show off with the Crystalline Effect. That was Do Not Open, a great track, great band, and hopefully we'll have a great new disc from them shortly. I wanted to, you know, kind of go over some of the stuff that we've been playing over the last few weeks and, you know, put a couple of discs to rest, a couple of discs to bed. And one of them that was surprisingly good that I really enjoyed was the new disc from Fake the Envy. So this is a track from that disc. This is Warriors. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Total all you stand, hypnotized in the fray.
heck of a lot of promise, but in a sort of tragic way. That was Suicidal Romance with Will It Before Us. Good band, although it does kind of follow in a rather, you know, typical pattern, I guess you could say, sort of like Fleshfield and L'Homme Immortel, where you've got a male and a female singer. The male singer screams and grunts. The female singer sings really quite well. And I'm not going to count Fleshfield into that because Ian could sing fairly well. But in L'Homme Immortel and Suicidal Romance, I don't really care for the guy's vocals at all. But you know what? There is some good stuff on that disc. I do recommend you check it out. Speaking of romance, I do want to say that, you know what? I'm single again. I'm dating again. And you know what? It really just doesn't get any easier, does it? Nothing like feeling self-conscious and, you know, slightly awkward. I don't think I'll ever grow out of being 16. I don't know. Anyways, that was my own personal diatribe for the week. We're going to continue on with some stuff that this was dropped in my lap by one of the listeners. And unfortunately, I threw away the envelope, so I can't remember who it was. Somebody starts with a V. Vince? I'm not sure which. Sent me a double CD of Depeche Mode covers. And you know what? I'm not a huge Depeche Mode fan. Not saying that I don't like them. It's just I'm not that terribly familiar with their music. I got into this stuff via metal and punk, not DM. This is Alien 6 with a track called Ice Machine. Never heard it before. Sounds good. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
She stood. Thank you.
There's proof that you really shouldn't judge a book by its cover. I got a CD in the mail from Violent Diva, which I do believe is a band from Italy. And I looked at the pictures and I was like, ooh, look at a bunch of pretty goths. And, you know, I put off listening to it for a couple of weeks, and then I did, and I was like, okay, so it's not goth. It's good. Good stuff. That was Violent Diva with a Duran Duran cover, so we could have a nice little cover set in there, with Wild Boys. And I'm going to have to give that disc another listen, and, you know, hey, I don't know everything. I've said that a million times. I've demonstrated that a million times. And I'm going to have to give the indie pile a really good listening to this week. Anyways, we're going to end off the show this week with a band that Chris passed to us. This is Sonic Tune with a track called Mirror. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.
Caused by love.